it's Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More U.S. aid to Africa. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced millions of dollars in new aid for Africa. At a Monday news conference in Nairobi, Kenya, Kerry said $45 million in additional funding will be provided to help the United Nations assist 600,000 refugees living in Kenya.
And we're proud of the fact that we're perhaps the largest donor in the world in terms of the refugee effort at this moment, with $3.8 billion alone going to the refugees from Syria in that conflict. And this year, a significance, about $100 million coming in additional aid for the fight against terrorism here in Kenya alone.
Earlier, Kerry honored the victims of the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi and a series of more recent attacks. U.S. federal authorities are investigating an incident in which two men were killed by Texas police after the men shot a security guard outside a free speech event. Police officials said the shooters were roommates Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi of Arizona. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday many young black and Latino men have the odds stacked against them from birth and that they get uneven treatment from police. The president spoke to a meeting of minority youths in New York.
Those opportunity gaps begin early, often at birth, and then compound over time, becoming harder and harder to bridge, making too many young men and women feel like no matter how hard they try, they may never achieve their dreams.
Meanwhile, tensions rose briefly in racially troubled Baltimore Monday when media reports said police shot a black suspect. The suspect